nothing like being in the presence of the Lord. You may be seated for just a minute. And there's nothing like being in church. And I know I'm preaching to the choir. So what I need you to do is to preach to the choir that's not here. You know, I, of course, was raised in church, brought up in church. Church was not an option. But I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful. Because there's nothing like being in the atmosphere with other believers. I remember, this has been a long, long time ago. It's when we were still over in RMA. That Wednesday night, I did not feel like going to church. I had had a terrible day. We all have terrible days. I wasn't feeling well, hadn't had a lot of sleep, did not want to go to church. Didn't tell my husband, didn't tell anybody. Sometimes it's better to keep your mouth shut. But because, you know, that church was not going to church was not an option. I went there, tired, not feeling well. But the thing that I did and the thing that we should all do when we come to church is exactly what that song says. Forget about ourselves. Concentrate on Him. And worship Him. Amen. And that night, as I did that, every song that the worship team had was ministering to my spirit. I'll never forget, Tony Cook got up to do the announcements. You know, the announcements that are usually not anointed. I'm sorry, Angela. But in the midst of that, do you know what happened? He's not here, is he? You know what happened? He gave a word from the Lord during the announcements. He didn't know it. It was for me. The sermon that my husband preached that night, he didn't know it, but it was just for me. Not only did I get healed in my body, not only did I draw strength, but I went out of there full of joy. And that's why that it's so important to come to church. To come to church. Now, that's not what we're going to do, but that's just a little admonition, all right? So tonight, when our Bible seminar starts on Sunday night, I'm excited about it. There's just a welling up in my spirit. I don't know what it is, but I know that something good is going to come forth. But, you know, it's so important if we only realized how important that prayer is. So many times the reason that we don't receive is because we're not asking. We're not asking. You know, sometimes we're just satisfied with where we are, with the situation in our own personal life, but in the situation at church, we are just satisfied with where we are. But we should not be satisfied with that. But, you know, there are guidelines that were set down in John 16:24. What did Jesus say about when he was about to leave this earth? He said, "Hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask and ye shall receive that your what? That your joy may be full." Well, I want to tell you what. I am ready for a mighty outpouring of the Spirit of God in our midst. How about you? How about you? But you know, as we know, and I've talked about past revivals many times as I've conducted prayer, but as we know, revival does not just start with one person. Yes, one person alone. Guess what? It's been the result of what? Of God's people praying together. Of God's people desiring it so much that they keep on praying. I know that, you know, whenever the Iron Curtain fell down, guess what? I believe that here at Rhema, as we prayed for 3 years, that was before the church, well, the church had started that right after that, but before the church had started, we prayed for 3 years, every Monday night, I believe it was, for the rain. 3 years. We didn't get tired of praying. We prayed. But, you know, when the church reunites in prayer, do you realize that heaven responds? Heaven responds. Revival, you know, doesn't come because of prayer. Prayer is revival. Prayer is how revival comes. Prayer is how revival comes. Now, I want to turn to Matthew 18, starting with verse 19. I like this in the Passion. I read this to the students yesterday. It says, again, I give you an eternal truth. If two of you agree to ask God for something, and I like this, in a symphony of prayer, my Heavenly Father will do it for you. And you know, this afternoon, as I was preparing, I was thinking, you know, I love to hear musical instruments. And you can have one instrument, and it's really neat, it's really pretty, and you enjoy it. We enjoy it sometimes, you know, as I, who is it that plays the trumpet? Yeah. That's really neat. But guess what? When you get a whole symphony together praying, I mean, when you get a whole symphony together playing, well, guess what? It is much more powerful. It's much more powerful. It's just awesome. Well, guess what? The same thing with us praying. When we get a whole bunch of our church praying, it becomes a symphony of prayer. A symphony of prayer. And guess what? There's much more power in that. That's why that so many times you realize that the enemy fights prayer, because he knows the power of prayer against him. Because praying increases the power. Now, the early church, you know, they were a praying church, right? You know, I was reading over in Acts 1. We're not going to read it. But I was looking at, of course, when Jesus returned, and he told the disciples in those days after he had risen from the dead. He told his disciples there in chapter 1, he says, now don't depart from Jerusalem, right? He said, don't depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father. But wait for the promise of the Father. And then he told him, you know, John baptized you with water, but, you know, the Holy Ghost, not many days hence, will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. And then they started asking questions. Well, when is this going to happen? And what did he say? Well, that's not for you to know. But in verse 8, it says, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and into the uttermost parts of the earth. Now, after he said that, woo, he's taken away. Now, what did they do? They went to Jerusalem, like he said. Now, if it had been in our days, what would have happened? Probably there would become an argument among Christians. Now, I heard him say this. No, he said this. And they'd get into an argument trying to interpret what Jesus had told them. But they didn't do that. in Acts 1 verse 13, this is what they did. They went to Jerusalem in the Passion. It says, arriving there, they went into a large second floor room to pray. Those present were Peter, John, Jacob, Andrew, Philip, Thomas, Bartholomew, Matthew, Jacob, the son of Alphaeus, Simon the Zealot, Judas, the son of Jacob, and a number of women, including Mary, Jesus' mother. His brothers were there as well. All of them were united in prayer, and I like this, gripped with one passion, interceding night and day. United in prayer, gripped with passion. We must pray passionately. Now, history tells us that they were praying for approximately 10 days before actually the Holy Spirit came. Well, they didn't quit praying. They didn't, you know, they didn't know what was going to happen, but they didn't get in an argument. They didn't try to interpret what was going to happen. They just prayed. Oh, yeah. The Lord just said to me, we don't need to get into argument of how that this revival is going to come. Don't try to interpret it. Just let it come. Ooh, pashe le bradiche. But don't let it come and you don't recognize that it has come. Hallelujah. 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 Now, prayer. You know, in the natural, when you build a fire, you don't just put a heavy log in there, a big log in there, and light it and expect it to burn, right? No. If you just put one log in there, try to light it and expect it to burn, it may never burn. What do you have to do? You have to gather sticks, kindling, or whatever you... I mean, you know, there's different things that you can use. I was reading all the things that you can use as kindling, but, you know, I just kind of like the sticks. We used to have a house that had a huge fireplace. I loved it. You know, it was a real fireplace. No, anymore, you don't have real fireplaces. But, you know, we get all this kindling and put it together and you light that first. And then, you know, oh, the crackling. You remember the crackling of that kindling? And then that starts the big log. But it takes a while. You gather the sticks. You put that match in there. Well, we put something besides a match now, right? And, you know, at first the flame is small. And what do? We protect it. We make sure that it doesn't go out. Because we know that if it goes out, you know, the fire's not going to be there. Well, guess what? You know, for praying for an outpouring is exactly the same way. It starts little. Now, my imagination, I know a lot of times in conferences, pastor will say, you know, I'm going to imagine this. Well, I started imagining this afternoon. And I imagined the first day that those disciples, the people went up in the upper room to pray. And I can just imagine that first day. You know, the first day was probably powerful. Because they had just seen Jesus ascend. They were full of anticipation. They'd been obedient. There was probably excitement in the room. You know, that's like putting that kindling and striking that match. But on the third or fourth day, you know, it may not have felt as dramatic. No rushing wind yet. No tongues of fire yet. No visible signs yet. But guess what? They stayed praying. Now, this is where many people would walk away. Well, I guess it's not going to happen. And there have been times I think that all of us, though we didn't think it was going to happen, yet we got weary, right? But guess what? On that third, that fourth day, well, guess what? Heat was building up. It's just like a fire. Heat was building up. Unity was forming. And then I'm thinking about day seven and day eight in that upper room, that something is shifting. Something is shifting. And, you know, it's kind of like I said, with kindling, all of a sudden, that shifting, that fire, boom, all of a sudden, that big log catches on fire. And then there's a mighty outburst that suddenly happens. I'm going to read Acts 2:1. When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were with all in one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. That suddenly happened, but guess what? That suddenly was built on 10 days of staying. That suddenly was built on 10 days of staying. Fire fell because they refused to leave the upper room. No revival begins with a roar. It begins with a spark. And guess what? Stand up. Tonight, woo, I'm excited. We are the kindling, guys. Woo! We are the kindling for Winter Bible Seminar. And tonight, as we pray, woo, I believe that we're going to strike that match, and that fire is going to start. And I believe, because we're going to be praying every morning at Winter Bible Seminar, I believe by the end, by Friday, which is 10 days from now. I'm excited because I know that some suddenlies are going to happen. But I believe that they are going to start with our prayers tonight. Are you ready to pray? Amanseli etamando shola brakitesha. Emendili gibidesha. Emon kabaso lo pranunshi eligina bonshilia. And it shall passe, 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 like a mom, manzoliato zo, mandola prazolai, prazongai, prazongai, prazunga passe.
Feed the fire, we fan the flame, stir up our heart's desire, that will never be. Lord, we feed the fire, fan the flame. We trust you to take us higher, higher in Jesus' name. We feed the fire, we fan the flame. We stir up our heart's desire that we'll never. For the Holy Ghost and fire, Lord, we desire revival. The Holy Ghost and fire is what we hunger for and we desire, and it shall come to pass. We believe it shall come to pass.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, it shall come to pass, it shall come to pass, it shall come to pass. We declare it now, it shall come to pass. Woo! Hallelujah, hallelujah, that fire is building and building and building and building.
fire. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo, we need to get excited. Hallelujah. 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 We need to praise ahead of time. We need to praise ahead of time. Hallelujah. 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 Woo, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We see it by the Spirit. By the Spirit, we receive it. Hallelujah. Oh, my, 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 my. Yes. The kindling. Woo, we got a lot of kindling here. Whoa, we're going to have a big fire. We're going to have some big logs. Yeah. Because we're going to light the world with the message of Jesus Christ. There's a lost and dying world out there, y'all. They need a Savior. Pastor and I weren't here, but I understand on that snowy morning that we had church, that a man wandered into church, gave his life to Christ. Yeah, I think he was even contemplating suicide, wasn't he? Yeah. Ooh, gave his life to Christ. Now, walking down the street. Yeah, it's been prophesied. They'd walk down. It's been prophesied that there'd be fire on the roofs of churches. Literal fire. Hallelujah. I don't care whether it's literal fire or not, but the fire of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And that boldness. Boldness. We need to be so full of the Holy Ghost that that boldness will just spew out of our mouth. Just as Peter's on the day of Pentecost. And he said, these people are not drunk as you suppose, but they are filled with the Holy Ghost. Woo! Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, I know it's time to quit. Ooh, yeah, it's 8 o'clock, isn't it? Hallelujah. Well, I want you to continue to pray the rest of this week in your own private prayer time. Because I know that our prayers are going to make a difference. And we're going to be the starter for that fire. Hallelujah. Well, if you're in here and you need prayer, our prayer workers are coming down. The ladies are over here. Men are over here. If you need prayer, if you've never received Christ as your Savior, come down. They will lead you in a sinner's prayer. If you've not ever received the Holy Spirit, come down. They will instruct you on how to receive the Holy Spirit. Or if you just need prayer for anything, healing, whatever, come down because they are ready to pray for you. Well, Sunday morning, 9 o'clock school of the Bible, 10 o'clock church. We're going to have church, and Sunday night, we're going to kick this thing off. Hallelujah. Good weather. Hallelujah. Good weather. And we need to pray for those that are coming in, that they will be able to come in from wherever that they are coming from. Well, God bless you. Thank you so much for hooking up in prayer. You guys did awesome. Thank you, thank you, thank you. God bless you.